Atzur Tamim Pa'alo, God, who is referred to here as the mighty or strong rock. His deeds are perfect. Ki kol derechav mishpat, all of his ways are just. Kel Amunah, he is a faithful God. Ve'in Ovel, there is no injustice, but rather Tzadik V'yashar Hu. He is righteous and he is upright. This pasuk, coming at the outset of Parshas Ha'azinu, clearly is declaring as a matter, an article of faith, our belief in the righteousness of God's judgment. Something that we don't always see, but as I said, we take as an article of faith. Rashi, in his comments on the various phrases in this pasuk, also elaborates on this idea that even though we can't always see the reward of the righteous, we believe that eventually God is faithful and he will repay the righteous for their good deeds, even if sometimes they have to wait to Olam Haba. Similarly, God will punish ultimately, whether we see it right away or not, the wicked for their evil ways and their injustice. And in fact, Tzadik V'yasharhu, that is the basis, says Rashi, on this idea, which we're familiar with, known as Tziduk Hadin, of justifying God's judgment. So this is basically the theme which we really is already conveyed by the simple reading of the pasuk, and Rashi kind of elaborates on that. In the Chumash Mesoras HaRav, the Chumash, which is based on the commentary of the writings of Rav Soloveitchik, it suggests here from Rav Soloveitchik in other writings, but they bring that out here, two related ideas that in his deep philosophical way, Rav Soloveitchik connected back to this pasuk, which are deeper philosophical ruminations and elaborations on this theme. The first is that Rav Soloveitchik began by quoting the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in the third section, where the Rambam explains what the basis is of assuming that a man will be treated fairly, in a sense. And that is the idea that we believe that, unlike for other species, human beings uniquely have a right and can expect to be treated based on Hashkacha Pratis. That is to say that Hashem will actually be involved with and care, not just for the greater species of mankind, but for individual human beings. And therefore, whether things are good or seem to be evil, just or seem to be unjust, that is definitely a legitimate matter for contemplation based on the premise, says the Rambam, that people will be allotted and given a certain level of Hashkacha Pratis. Soloveitchik, in explaining this, points out that it goes back to the creation story, that Adam is created as a unique and singular creature, unlike the other animals or plant life and vegetation, which are created liminehu or liminum, they're created as part of a species. Soloveitchik explains that the reason that animal or plant life was created as a species and not individual animals is because, really, ultimately, the individual animal or plant is expendable and replaceable. The species may be important to Hashem, but not the individual animal or plant. Mankind, however, is not just about mankind, but says Rav Soloveitchik, it's about every individual man or woman. Every individual is valued and is given a certain inalienable right. It's nice, says Rav Soloveitchik, and he does ruminate here even a little bit politically, it's nice that there have been documents throughout history, such as the Magna Carta or the Declaration of Independence, that describe these inalienable rights, said Rav Soloveitchik, but these are not given to us by the Magna Carta, obviously, or the Declaration of Independence. Rather, he says, they are being affirmed by these important documents, but of course they come, based on our metaphysical understanding, they come as a gift from Hashem because of this idea that human beings were all created individually. And the philosophical persuasion known as statism, he quotes, where the total empowerment is given to the state, which comes at the cost of individual liberty, things like fascism and communism ultimately result, and Seder Soloveitchik, these are fundamentally at odds with the Jewish approach to the innate value of every human being. And Soloveitchik further elaborates that he's worried that the secularization of man's status in the modern world is unfortunately leading to further dehumanization and a lack of appreciation for the uniqueness of and the sanctity of every human being. Furthermore, Soloveitchik focuses on that second and the latter point in the pasuk, which we mentioned already from Rashi, that of Tzidok HaDin. The idea that when bad things seem to happen, we accept as a matter of faith that there must be more than meets the eye, and therefore we acknowledge, even in such difficult circumstances, the justness and righteousness of Hashem's decree. Tzur Tamim Palo, as we said, God is righteous, and we say this in other psukim as well. And Soloveitchik quotes in this context the famous Mishnah in Masech HaBrachos on Daf Nun Dalid, in which it says, "Kishem shemavarchan al tov," just like we bless the good things, so too we also bless the things that seem bad to us, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. And we have to realize that even if a person is met with disaster or is confronting a kind of misfortune, we nevertheless have to accept it in the same manner that we accept a happy event. From a religious theological perspective, questioning is simply not appropriate, because we have to realize, and I think when we are more removed from this, we do realize it, but of course it's very difficult in the moment, but we have to realize that we simply have no ability and capacity to understand Hashem's judgment. The Gemara and the Medrash describe particularly the death of Rabbi Hanina ben Trajon, who was executed in a particularly gruesome manner with his body wrapped in wet wool, so he would die slowly. Of course, this is part of the Saharuge Malchus, which we speak about not only on Tisha B'Av, but also who we will be doing next week in Yom Kippur. And the Medrash describes that when this happened and the news of his execution arrived, everyone who was assembled, in fact, quoted this pasuk and exclaimed, even in such a difficult circumstances, when the greatest tzaddikim being killed in such a gruesome death, the Medrash highlights the fact that they didn't say Eicha, but in fact accepted the decree of Hashem and acknowledged his edict as being just and good. By doing that, they were asserting that they didn't even have a right to ask. Now again, this is very difficult, obviously on an emotion level, when we're in the moment and we're suffering, but on a philosophical and theological level, said Rav Soloveitchik, this is in fact part of the ABCs of Yiddishkeit, and this is exactly what is being communicated in this pasuk. One final caveat, Rav Soloveitchik himself mentions, and it's included in this commentary, and we speak about it every year on Tisha B'Av, and that is Rav Soloveitchik was famous for believing that Tisha B'Av was the exception to this rule. Because of the Megillas Eicha written by Yirmiyahu, which is a questioning of Hashem, so Rav Soloveitchik understood that to be a license, not only that we read Eicha because it was done once in history, but that Tisha B'Av and the Churban are unique and that we can actually question Hashem. But in general, the theme and the ethics and the theology that emerge out of our pasuk, Hatzur Tamim Palo, Tzadik V'Yasharhu, is the default religious posture.